dancer. She hears them say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love and my lady is the same.
Good,
yes, it is. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love and my lady.
Make you pay for that great big hole in my heart. still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
To leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Hello, you are tuned into The Boys. Hold on, speak again.
Naked.
It's not picking up. What mic are you on? Three. Usually that's four, my bad.
Let's do it again, from the top.
You're tuned into Boys.
Making.
Noise. On WMFO in Medford. That's 91.5 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. In the background, we've got the OCs with what song, Jordan?
Chem Farmer.
That's right. And then before that, Jordan played...
Hanging on the Telephone by The Nerves.
Yeah. Great choices so far. Got a lot of good music coming your way. Sorry we came in a little late. Stick around. Anything to add?
No, stay tuned.
Boom. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
So that was The Breeders with Do You Love Me Now off of the 1993 release Last Splash.
That's pretty old. I didn't realize.
Yes.
Where'd you find that?
People are telling me to check out The Breeders because I like Pixies, and I can't remember her name, but I'm pretty sure the lady from Pixies left because the guy was mean, and then she made The Breeders, and The Breeders are cool.
Good for her.
I'm glad you liked it. How did it make you feel?
It made me feel good inside, also a little bit emotional.
A little bit what?
Emotional.
That's important.
Also, sorry to our listeners, we're both very sick, so we're sniffling a lot and pretty nasally.
Yes.
Your dude is sick.
We're pretty sick. Okay. I'm going to play two tracks by Kareem Riggins real quick. I've been reading a book about Detroit and trying to listen to a lot of Detroit music. And Kareem Riggins is a great multi-instrumentalist, very famous for his drumming, also his producing. He came out with this. He's been a jazz musician for a long time and done a lot of work. And he came out with a hip-hop album in 2012 or something. And so I'm going to play Esperanza and Double Trouble off of that album. So, yep. It's got some great flute. Okay?
Listen for the flute.
It has really good flute. All right, thanks for tuning in.
Hello, you are listening to The Boys Making Noise on WMFO in Medford. We have a very important public service announcement for you all. Today we're going to be talking about U.S. healthcare. All right, so some healthcare numbers to think about. 1% of the U.S. population accounts for 22% of total healthcare spending, and the top 5% accounts for 50%. Analyzed from a slightly different perspective, if Americans are divided into two groups, the healthier half uses just 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less healthy half accounts for 97% of all U.S. healthcare costs. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Not gonna lie, that was a little bit confusing, but hopefully you guys got some valuable info from that. What do you think, Isaac?
I think you did a great job, and it's important stuff to pay attention to.
Yeah, man. we were thinking about taking a trip.
You know how it goes.
Man, Isaac, I'm so glad we could get away.
Yeah, me too, Jordan. It's good to just have a little bit of us time.
Yeah, man. Just walking along the beach. You feel that sea breeze?
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
It's blowing my one chest hair around. Jordan, you have a lot of chest hair now.
It's true. It seems like in the past year, I've really finally hit puberty.
Mm-hmm. Any tricks for those of us working?
Just wait. Patience. You know, all good things come with patience.
Speaking of patience, the ocean.
It's so patient.
Yes.
It just goes, the tide flows in, it flows out. Doesn't try to rush anything.
Do you think Poseidon is patient?
I don't know. When you see Poseidon in movies and stuff, he's very not chill. He's usually angry.
Yeah.
Probably not patient. Steamliner.
Oh. I thought it was a sea train.
Chugga chugga choo choo, am I right?
I guess so. Ooh. Wow, you just can't escape the human race, can you? Thought we were out here on our own.
I know. Maybe we could hitchhike on that boat.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to go to Spain.
Okay, hold up your thumb.
I'm holding up my thumb.
He's holding up his thumb. I don't think they see us.
Yeah, we are pretty far away.
It would be tough with the whole, like, SOS, I need help thing. You really gotta act fast. Make yourself heard.
Dude, I'm getting kind of cold. Maybe we should go back.
First, let's talk about sea creatures.
Okay.
If you were a sea creature, but not a fish, what would you be?
First thing that came to mind was maybe a lobster.
Maybe. Why is that?
Cool, right?
They're pretty cool.
I don't know. They move around pretty pretty slowly, and like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think it'd be cool to have claws.
Mm. Yeah. Is one of them bigger? Or is that crabs?
I think that's some crabs.
That's some crab for ya.
What about you?
That's a manatee.
The sea cow.
The manatee thinking really hard. I think I'd be like a sea cucumber.
Do those actually look like cucumbers?
Kinda, yeah. But they're real, they're kinda like swaggy, as expected, because they're in the sea. A little swaggy.
Never seen one.
Yeah, they're neat. I like sea cucumbers. Can you eat them?
Beats me.
Can you?
I mean, I can eat anything.
True.
Except meat. I don't eat meat. But I can eat anything else.
Yeah. You try not to eat dairy, too. But you can.
I can. Don't test me. Because I can.
Yeah. Shout out to people who can't. That's, like, real. That's a real thing.
Yeah. Lactate works wonders.
Yeah. All right. Are you cold? You're shivering.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Do you want to listen to some music?
Yeah, dude.
Well, first we should announce, what did you play before this?
I played Thursday 625 by the band Sales off their debut album Sales LP.
Yeah.
They actually played a show yesterday in Cambridge, but I was too much of a sick boy to go.
Shoot.
But I hear they're really great live.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll catch them the next time around.
Do you have something you want to play now?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll keep the music coming. Thanks again. Hello. tuned in to the boys
making
noise on WMFO in Medford. That's 91.5 FM. That's Tufts Freeform Radio. That's our show, folks. We're going to have to sign off early because I got to go to work and Jordan's
going to meditation.
Meditate.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds great. But thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
As always, every Friday at 11 a.m.
Yep. And that last song was The Velvet Underground with Beginning to See the Light off of the album entitled The Velvet Underground. Yeah. All right. We're going to turn on automation. Any final words, Jordan?
I love you all.
He really does. All right, thank you.
Somebody to love. Welcome to the Oldies Power Hour. My name is Josh, a.k.a. Maverick. My co-host Goose should be here at some point, unless he's asleep. I'm going to start you off with some Doobie Brothers. Keep doing here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.